This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado's crime standing fell across the poll this year as voters pushed back. Colorado now ranks among the nation's worst states for violent crime, property crime, and rising drug overdoses after 8 years of reduced criminal penalties. And in 2024, voters passed three measures to force a tougher approach. Denver, across 8 years of Governor Jared Polis's administration, Colorado's national crime rankings deteriorated while the state repeatedly moved to soften criminal penalties. Pam Lung argued on The Kim Monson Show, and the data behind that record now frames the 2026 governor's race. Lung, the military director of Children's Health Defense and a former captain in the Army Medical Service Corps, appeared with guest host Yvonne Piez for an episode built around what she called a theft of safety in Colorado. She described a deliberate, incremental erosion of public safety driven by the Democrat-controlled legislature and the governor. The public crime data corroborate a steep slide in the state's national standing. Colorado ranked 8th in the nation for violent crime in 2024, according to the Common Sense Institute's analysis of FBI data, and it held that same 8th-place position in 2022 and 2023. The state's violent crime rate climbed about 33% from its 2010-2019 average to the 2020-2024 period. By Long's own compilation of the before and after arc, Colorado sat around 17th nationally before Polis took office and rose to 8th by 2024, a change she called unmistakably for the worse. Nowhere was the decline starker than in motor vehicle theft. At its 2021-2022 peak, Colorado ranked worst in the country for auto theft per capita, according to a Common Sense Institute report authored by former Colorado District Attorneys Mitch Morrissey and George Brockler. In the first half of 2022, four Colorado cities ranked in the U.S. top 10 for motor vehicle theft: Denver, Aurora, Westminster, and Pueblo. Fewer than 10% of thefts led to an arrest. The pattern extended across other measures. Colorado ranked third in the nation for property crime in 2024, worsening from fourth in 2023, Long placed the state at second as recently as 2018. Homicide told a similar story. Colorado's homicide rate climbed from roughly 3.3 per 100,000 residents in 2013 to about 6.4 in 2022, nearly doubling, according to the Colorado Division of Criminal Justice, and it has stayed elevated even as the national rate fell. The drug picture is deteriorating now. Colorado synthetic opioid overdose deaths are rising at the third fastest rate in the country, up 17%, behind only Arizona at 26% and New Mexico at 21%, even as the national rate fell about 21%, according to a Common Sense Institute analysis of CDC provisional data. Long tied the numbers to a legislative record she described as intentional. The centerpiece example is House Bill 1912-63, enacted in 2019 and effective March 2020, which downgraded possession of 4 grams or less of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, fentanyl included, from a felony to a Level 1 drug misdemeanor. By her own tally, at least 23 bills during the Polis years moved to reduce penalties, sentencing, probation, or incarceration, or to seal criminal records from public view. Long credited Polis with signing 2 measures that increased penalties, including House Bill 22-1326 in 2026, in 2020s for fentanyl distribution and manufacturing. The broader trajectory, she said, ran the other way, toward compassion for offenders ahead of protection for victims. The trend produced a backlash at the ballot box. In November 2024, Coloradans passed 3 measures pushing back toward tougher enforcement. Amendment 1, which allows judges to deny bail in first-degree murder cases. Proposition 128, which requires those convicted of certain violent crimes to serve 85% of their sentence before they are eligible for parole. And Proposition 130, which directs $330 million to a fund for local law enforcement. All 3 passed. Long framed those results as the electorate routing around its elected representatives. "The voters want us to be tough on crime in this state," she said. "And they're showing you through the ballot initiatives." With the governor's office on the ballot in 2026, she urged Coloradans to weigh the record over the party label. And now, Kim's perspective. Public safety is the first duty of government, and for 8 years, Colorado has had it backwards. When the people who write our laws show more concern for offenders than for the victims, families paid a price on their own streets. Coloradans saw the numbers, felt the consequences, and went straight to the ballot box in 2024 to demand a course correction their leaders would not make. That is self-governance doing exactly what it is supposed to do. Heading into 2026, every candidate for governor should have to answer for this record, and every voter should look past the party label to the outcomes. Our safety is the reason we consent to be governed in the first place, and it deserves to be treated that way. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.